Pickaxe.
We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chains and the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.
Jetzt nur du, dein Podcast und eine leckere Auszeit. Ab zu Aldi Nord. Für 2,99 € bringst du deine Mittagspause mit Sushi ins Rollen. Lecker. Und für 1,99 € gönnst du dir danach noch eine kleine Eiszeit. Bei Aldi Nord findest du immer das Passende. Klingt gut? Dann probier die Snacktime Sushi Box ab 205 Gramm für nur 2,99 € oder Mucki Sandwich Eis je 8 Stück für nur 1,99 €. Das ist Gutes für alle zum Aldi-Preis. Jetzt in deiner Filiale. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Hey guys, hope you are fine. Well, I announce you Tina Barrett posted today the demo of her first single called Fire, written by Ryan Laubschner and Tina herself. Let us know what you think. Love, X, heart, full stop, Francois.
Oh wow, so what's this news in English?
It's Tina Barrett's new single. Well, the demo of.
Right, okay.
It's on her official MySpace, which serves as the Oxcast message board.
Have you had a listen?
15 plays. New demo.
Oh no.
New single.
See, we check it. It's obviously just gone up this minute. We're one of the first people. This is an exclusive, guys. You wouldn't get this kind of shit anywhere else, yo.
I think we'd have to like ask permission to play on the Og pod. Should we actually do that? Should we ask for Tina Barrett's official permission?
Yeah, do that. Send a message now.
Oh, God. How do we contact her?
Just, I don't know.
Should I just email her the... Hello, we do a podcast and we'd be very interested in playing the demo of your new single on one of our episodes, and then, you know, just sign it off, you know, Simon XX, and then after that, embedded in the email is that fake nude photo that you found
of her. Oh my god.
Oh god. Oh my god. Ugh. I can't see what could possibly go wrong with that.
Hello, and welcome to TTT.
Hello, Simon. How are you doing, friend?
What's up, dog? Man.
What?
Man, dog.
Dog, man.
Half man, half dog. All man. 50% man. Mostly man, slightly dog. Man, man, dog.
All man, dog. Right, good.
Okay.
Good. So how are you, friend? Have you snowed in there in London, Londinium town?
Not really. There's a light dusting, as though London is a Victorian sponge and the snow is the icing sugar.
That's a Victorian sponge, here. Not a Victorian sponge.
A Victorian sponge from Victorian ages.
No, Victoria sponge. It's named after Victoria, Queen Victoria. She obviously liked her sponge.
She must have done, yeah.
Whereas our Queen today enjoys delicious, pristine Jaffa cake of a morning on a silver platter.
Do you think someone brought...
Victoria preferred a slice of Victoria sponge.
Someone brought, like, sponge,
what?
A sponge cake to Victoria, and she was like, this is a bit dry. Could you put some jam in the middle of it? And they did
yeah.
that. And the Victoria sponge was born.
Snap, indeed. And she sprinkled a little bit of icing on it, much like the snow that is now dusting My front drive as well, yes. But apparently there's going to be some more snow, so we may well be stuck inside for the next few days.
We'll have to do a snowcast if we get trapped.
If we get screwed over, yeah. Yeah, that would be something to look forward to. So, sorry, you were telling me about that movie description.
Oh, yeah, an actual description that's in TV Guide magazine. The movie is Hard Target, and the description was... Man must hunt a man who hunts men.
Oh my god, is that the tagline or what? Can you imagine that being the tagline? Like on the front of a film poster. Who's it got in it? Like, is it like some fucking guy like
man
Sean...
Man must hunt man who hunts men, man. Who's man, that, man, dog.
Who's that kung fu, completely nuts guy who did the train films where he was like on a train?
Steven Seagal.
Yeah, Steven Seagal. Has he got him?
He's now a police officer.
Is he?
Well, a deputised. He's a deputised police officer.
He is a badass.
And he has, like, Seagal vision.
Right.
So he's, like, sitting in the back seat of the cop car, because he's not allowed to drive it.
Why not?
Because he's only a deputy. Right. Sitting in the back.
Right.
He, like, looks at a black... There's, like, a little black boy just stood out in the rain, and he's, like, smoking a cigarette. And suddenly it goes into Seagal vision, and there's like this whoosh sound effect, and there's this weird visual effect that happens. It's kind of like bullet time or something, and it focuses on this poor little black boy smoking a fag.
Like Georgie LaForge's visor, when he presses the side of it and it goes and zooms in.
Like when the Predator sees someone. He goes...
It's like cigar vision. It's like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, actually... So
there's a black teenager smoking a suspicious cigarette.
This poor little lad, he's just sat there. Well, not sat there. He's sat in there having a cigarette. Right. And,
fucking hell.
And Seagal knows that there's trouble. He can detect it. And so the car stops. They get out and they question the youth. They search him, and they find, like, a crumb of drug.
A crumb of drug?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
A single solitary crumb of drug.
A crumb of drug? Oh god, I hesitate to ask what kind of drug.
The kind of drug that kind of breaks Lord. Down into crumb. So yeah.
Yeah, yeah. To crumb.
Maybe it's a singular. Maybe it's a Victorian sponge. Victoria sponge is a cake, but Victorian sponge, that's like, it's like street lingo for drug.
Oh, the bad drug. What's called that terrible drug that we thought of? Spacker.
Spacker. Oh my god. Yeah. This poor kid, he's paid a whole badger for that crumb of drug. That crumb of spacker.
That crumb of spacker, yeah. Oh dear, poor boy.
It's the going rate for a crumb of spacker. It's a badger.
I believe so, yeah. The correct currency.
It's not a monkey, not a pony. It's a badger. But apparently, it's not even Steven Seagal who's in Hard Target.
Right.
It's Jean-Claude Van Damme, the other one.
Well, that was...
So you got this... We got that completely wrong.
Oh well.
Oh god. I'm Simon's uncle, and when I'm not running away from spiders and farming and cleaning up pig sheet, I like listening to the Yog Pod.
Pig sheet?
Yeah. Fuck. Oh my god. A doctor's son from Nottinghamshire who sent threatening emails to a pop star has been jailed for 6 months. Stephen Hindley, 41, showered S Club singer Tina Barrett with roses, chocolates and teddy bears. But when the messages were ignored, he began to mention threats to the band, including a potential sniper attack.
Whoa, when was this news from?
Like... Now, 2003.
Quite a long time ago.
7 years ago. Well, 6.5.
So this is old news you're reading out now, but about a stalker.
Well, yeah, I'm just worried the potential implications of me emailing Tina Barrett a fake nude. of herself. I'm just wondering how she might take that. The last guy who did something similar went to prison for 6 months. I'm thinking I might have to rethink this strategy.
There must be a way you can just contact people.
Why doesn't she just have a normal email address? Is it because of nutters like that man and me? I haven't even listened to it yet. It's got 17 plays now.
You're
slowly going
it.
Up. What the fuck is this? Someone's singing, but it isn't Tina Barrett at the start. Oh, there we are. She sounds like Anastasia. She sounds like Anastasia.
What, Tina Barrett or
Yeah, she's kind of putting on a weird voice. A weird voice? God, well, that was terrible.
That was 2 seconds, 2 minutes of your life you're never going to get back.
I just kind of forwarded through it a bit and then just stopped playing it.
What's wrong with it? Why, is it just not catchy or is it not...
That's an exclusive for the Yog Pod. The Tina Barrett's new single demo, Fire. There we go. We don't have to actually ask for permission now. Cause we've already done
that. That was a brilliant little rendition. Oh, man.
I'm a man. And when I'm not having a pint in the pub or working on chip building site, I listen to Yog Pod.
People are arguing about how you spell Yognaut. Because you were kind of thinking of it like an astronaut. So, N-A-U-T. But I kind of prefer spelling it as like naught, as in nothing. N-A-U-G-H-T.
Oh, I see. So you've been spelling it differently to the way I've been
spelling
doing it.
Spelling it wrong, yeah. What if the Yognauts break into two factions? Like the IRA and the real IRA did.
It's like the Methodists and the Protestants. It's like the religion is almost exactly the same. You know, the original text is the same, but
yeah.
They have a little discrepancy over a sort of a tiny detail of the Bible. Well, would you like to set the record straight here and now?
Well, I think it's perfectly fine to spell Yognaut either way. N-A-U-T or N-A-U-G-H-T. I think they're both valid ways to spell Yognaut. I think if you're more of a fan of Lewis, you should spell it N-A-U-T. But if you're more of a Simon person, it should be N-A-U-G-H-T.
Okay, I think we'll go with that then, as a sort of ground rule.
Yeah, yeah. There we go. It's gospel now. Now it's been said by us. That's it, it's law. Ask your friends, are you more of a Simon or a Lewis fan? Are you a Yognaut? Or are you a Yognaut?
I think...
Answers on a postcard to yogscast@gmail.com.
I do want to see more pictures of people called Dave Yognaut and stuff like this all over the world, in different like places on the internet, in different... I just want to see loads of stuff. And we're going to start putting it pictures, aren't we, on yogscast.com when we redo the website.
Are we?
We'll have more blog posts.
I mean, yes, we are.
Letters from the Yognaut. I
had a letter from someone called XboxMan79. He says, "Hi, it's Simon and Lewis. Love the show. Just want to let you know that you do have an Australian fan base." Okay.
Oh my God.
"I was sitting on the train the other day and the guy next to me was cracking up listening to his iPod, which was in his lap. I glanced over at it and almost burst out into laughter when I saw it was one of your podcasts. The one about the tuna and microwave bag. And this was some 40-something-year-old businessman."
Oh, that's a bit creepy. I've just about gotten used to the fact that it's all teenagers that listen to us. It now seems weird that a man in his 40s...
Someone's...
I mean, I'm only like 8 and a bit years away from being 40 myself.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, God! He probably wasn't even 40. He was probably in his early 30s and has grey in his beard, like me.
So you're saying
so
that
he looks 10 years
you know,
older.
This is...
It was me. That's what I'm saying. It was me.
Right.
He caught me.
On an Australian train.
Yeah, well, I was. I just thought I'd tour Australia, like a yog pod tour. I'd like go into bars.
Do
and
gigs.
I'd just so, stand up on the bar or on a table, and I'd just start doing bits that we do from the show. So I'd start talking about Jaffa Cakes and stuff.
What do you mean bits? There's no, like, we don't have any routines or
bits.
Any, like anything scripted. So I don't know what you
it's
do.
It's the regular kind of things that we go over. Our little...
the regular ground that we cover, yeah.
Yeah.
Tina Barrett.
Well-trod ground that is Tina Barrett. Sorry, Tina.
Anyway, I tapped him on the shoulder and kind of put my hand to my head in a salute. I felt like a total idiot and said, "I am Dave! Yognaut." Okay. He laughed and repeated it back to me.
Oh my god.
And then, quite unexpectedly, a third guy who was sitting kind of emo
this
or goth.
This did not happen. This is too
He
good.
Laughed and said the same thing.
What the fuck?
See, the thing is, it's quite believably written, but it's just so ridiculous that it can't have happened, can it? He says this is quite one of the weirdest things I've ever experienced. I don't know. Do you reckon this happened? I would love this to have happened. I'm going to believe it. I'm going to believe that this happened.
We're going to believe it just because it's so good. It's too good to not believe.
So the entire Yogpod fan club of Australia, basically, this is three people recognised one another.
It's like a little convention.
Did the salute.
Almost.
Yeah.
Our first ever like Australian convention.
Yognaut meets up.
Yogcon.
Yeah.
Yogcon.
Can you imagine if we had to be like on a panel, you know, sitting behind like a table in front of a load of fans and answer questions
from
them? And the questions will be like this, you know, like,
I'll be me, and you be a fan, okay?
Okay, let me just get some questions. Oh, sorry, what you're going to answer the questions, are you? You're going to ask the questions?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
go
it's
on
like
then.
We're at YogCon.
Okay, so I'm behind the desk.
Q&A session.
I'm sitting there with my hands up on the desk in front of my... What?
So I'm the fan.
Yeah.
I said you be the fan.
Yeah, what?
Okay, so I'm the fan.
Yeah, you're the fan.
All right, okay, and you're me. So you're me.
Fuck.
And I'm the fan. Okay, hello, Simon. It's really good to see you. I'm a big fan of yours.
Hello.
My older sister really fancies you. That's a good me. That's a good me. I like that.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, I've been meaning to ask you this. Am I Australian?
Yes, you're Australian.
Hello's. Fair dues. I've been meaning to ask you this question for some time. I don't know what part of Australian that is.
Yeah, somewhere in Australian.
Australian. So you're sitting around
behind this desk with a glass of water. Right. There's video cameras all around on me recording this whole conference.
Are there?
Yeah.
Are we also? Is it like being broadcast over the internet? It's like a live Yogscast.
Yeah. It's being live streamed.
Okay, I've got to ask you a question. I always been wondering. terrible accent. Terrible. I apologise. I always been wondering. Do you like Barbies? That's a question, Australian.
Thank you.
What else?
Thank you for your question. I love Barbies.
Remember, you're me.
I know.
You're me.
Sorry.
You're not you.
How
okay.
Could I... Okay.
The creepy voice. That's good. That's good.
Yes, I'm an enormous fan of Barbies. I have a very large collection. And,
it's amazing. It's like you're channeling me, but when I'm not being funny.
What would you say? What would you say? And then I will say it in my in my voice.
I'm a big fan of Barbies. I like to cook sausages on them.
Oh, snap.
And that would be about it. And then, of course, everybody would, you know, there'd be like a mumble of appreciation in the audience. You know, be like, yeah.
Oh, what, you mean, things I thought you were talking about the dolls.
What? No, Barbie. It's Australian.
I thought you were talking about Barbie dolls. That's what I was going on about.
Why would someone ask if I collect dolls? It's a bit weird.
Well, that's what the Yognauts usually ask.
They do usually ask.
This is a disaster.
This is terrible. This is the worst YogCon I've ever been to. I shan't be going to another. I travelled here from Australia. That's literally...
Here, yes.
100 miles away.
Right. Do you want to...
Are you still being me? Or what's going on?
I can't really do an impression of you.
I can do a good impression of you. I can do a good Lewis.
Can you? Go on then.
Yeah. Do you want to? You want to hear this?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any line or something in particular you'd want me to say, in your style?
Well, you could say something like, "Hello and welcome to the YogPod."
Hello and welcome to YogPod.
Right. Okay. I see where this is going now.
I think that's one of my finest impressions, Lewis. Beep beep boop 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 beep 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 boop boop boop. This is your iTunes speaking. Thank you for downloading YogPod. I enjoy listening to YogPod. Thank you. Beep 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 boop boop.
Okay, this is a letter from someone called Mark in California, US. He says he wanted to point out that in the Halloween episode, Simon's mother most likely got the idea of killing someone with a leg of frozen lamb, do you remember that? From a short story written by Roald Dahl. The story is basically a woman who is at home when her husband comes home and tells her he is leaving her for someone else. She is shocked, goes to the kitchen, asking what he wants for dinner, and pretending that nothing's happened, and gets a leg of lamb from the freezer, sneaks up behind him and smashes it over his head. She then puts the leg of lamb in the oven, practices something in the mirror, and goes out to the local supermarket. She buys various things for dinner, smiles at the clerk, has a short friendly conversation, then goes back home and is shocked to see her husband lying dead on the floor. She frantically calls the police, who come to investigate. They first think of her as a suspect, but she is completely distraught. She tells them that she was at the supermarket. They call the clerk, who says that she was completely normal, happy, and it couldn't have been her. The leg of lamb is just about done now, and she asks the policeman if they are hungry. They agree to stay for dinner, and quote, "Look at that gash on his head. The murder weapon must have been a huge blunt object. It must be around there somewhere as they tuck into the delicious lamb."
Brilliant. So it's Roald Dahl. I thought it was Agatha Christie.
So Roald Dahl has actually written this whole plot of yours already.
It was my mother's. Crazy? My mother came up with that. She probably
independently read it. She probably read it to you as a child, you know.
She might have done. Like that. It's a lovely story to read to a child, isn't it? It's lovely. Mummy, story time! Story time! Now, Simon. You know it's too late for story time. One story, please, Mummy. Oh, okay then. This one is called Murder by Leg of Lamb.
Oh God! Oh,
I had a lovely childhood. Lovely, yes. Oh God.
Hello, I am Her Royal Highness Queen Elizabeth II, and this YogPod is my royal appointment. Hello. Hello. One fancies a Jaffa cake.
Excellent. Can you do one from the old man who's fallen over?
You say these things. I can't remember what that is. The old man who's fallen over.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
How am I supposed to know what that is?
It's okay, don't worry. There's an email from Sean Waldron. He says, hello, wanted to ask you guys what you think of the new Avatar movie, if you've seen it. So that's the first part. Have you seen Avatar yet, Simon?
I haven't. Hannah's seen it twice, hasn't she? In 3D and everything.
Yeah, I saw it with my brother. We got nice seats, we had popcorn, it was great. It's a good film.
How much was it? How much did it cost?
About £11 each.
Oh my god.
I know. Well, that was for the nice seats, and it covered the popcorn and stuff and drinks, so that was quite fine. And it's quite a long film, so you sort of need a bit of munchies. I thought it was a visual masterpiece, as everyone else thinks. It's very, very pretty, you know, very dazzling. But to be brutally honest, I didn't really enjoy it. I thought it was a bit like an inferior version of Dances with Wolves. And there were some enormous plot holes in it. Like, it was just a bit silly. And I sort of got a bit, I found myself a bit bored with it about halfway through. But I stuck it out.
Oh,
I tell you what I actually really, really enjoyed watching was the Quentin Tarantino film Inglourious Basterds. It's a brilliant film. Very, very, very funny. Really good, really enjoyable, completely unpredictable, as all Tarantino films are. You just don't know what's going to happen. And that's something I like, you know. I like films and stories where they have an unexpected surprise in them. I probably prefer that to just a drippy Avatar where you know exactly what's going to happen, like, midway through the film. You know, he's going to save the people and blah, blah, blah.
Something that was quite interesting is that people who have watched Avatar and really gotten into it have actually suffered from, like, a depressive episode when they realise that, you know, it's not real, it's not happening, they're never going to be going to a planet like Pandora and live that wild life with all those wonderful sights.
Oh, what the hell?
And it's like the reality of the world hits them. And they get really upset. There's been, like, loads of cases of this, and there's, like, support groups and stupid shit up.
I don't know.
Because
it's pretty and it sucks you in, 3D style, but it's not really.
Yeah. It's brilliant, isn't it?
Have you played Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2? OMG, I hate typing that because it's such a long title. Have you played Call of Duty, the new one, Simon?
I haven't, no.
Of course you haven't. No. I've completed it. It's brilliant. Brilliant game, masterpiece. Anyway, love the videos and stuff, blah, blah, blah. I enjoyed the podcast about Poundland because the description of your nan is exactly the same as my nan. Her goal in life when I visit her is to waste as much money as possible in Poundland. Wow. I am Dave! Yognaught.
Hey.
He spelled it the way you yeah. say it, so.
Yeah. We've got this
says,
new
hello,
thing. We should
hello
say
to
this.
The Queen.
Which say, we got this new thing.
I think I'll put it in earlier.
We got this new thing. Yeah. If people prefer me to Lewis, you spell the naught in Yognaught N-A-U-G-H-T. If you are a Lewis person, then you spell Yognaught with N-A-U-T at the end.
Like astronaut, yeah.
And that's the official word.
What's your spelling come from? Why would people be spelling it like
naught, as in zero? That's where I got it from.
Oh, I see. Yognaught. Yog zero.
And you got it from astronaut.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like,
so yours
people
makes
who ride
sense,
on the yog
logically.
Pod. Yeah, that's what I was going with.
But the thing is, I like the fact that my spelling doesn't make sense. That's what I find appealing about it. And I like that I'm getting people to misspell a word that we've made up.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Sean.
Oh, right. Thanks, Sean.
Say hi to the Queen for me.
Okay, are you going to say hello to her?
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
There we go.
I'm an old man, and I've fallen over. I can't get up, but it's all right. Because I've got me iPod and I'm listening to the Yog Pod. Oh, me back. Oh, God. Oh, God.
That was pretty funny.
That was very funny.
I have a 94% match on OKCupid.
Really? What's her name?
I don't think I should reveal that information. I don't know how... I mean, what's normal? I got no idea what's normal on this at all. Is it normal to have really high things on... She's answered 530 questions, which is a little bit worrying. So this 94% match, she works for a charitable organisation.
Oh, right.
She's a bit of a goth. She teaches illiterate people how to read.
Oh.
This is like close to my ideal woman, apparently. It's just it's a bit worrying. She's got strange teeth, which is a bit odd.
She says she's got strange teeth.
That's what it says. She's got huge breasts.
This is your ideal woman. Man, I think we found love.
Her Mills and Boone. Her Mills and Boone kind of writing is Anne McCaffrey.
Her Mills and Boone writing.
But she likes Neil Gaiman. Her kind of like trashy, romantic sort of fiction of choice is Anne McCaffrey.
Dragon.
Yeah.
Dragon Age? Dragon,
oh,
what is
I
it?
Can't
Dragon
remember.
Something?
But yeah, it was basically loads of flying dragons, wasn't it? There's a match percentage, there's a friend percentage, and there's an enemy percentage from people who have answered opposite to you. So you can actually search for people.
Who's your... Can you sort by...
By enemy?
Right.
I'll look at... Should I look at everyone in the world?
By enemy. Yeah, find your worst enemy in the world. Find your nemesis. So, sorry, did you answer these questions all genuinely?
More or less. Okay, let's see. He's from Maryland. He's 29 years old. He's African-American, and he's 96% my enemy.
Right, okay.
His profile says, I am very humble person, love to give respect to anyone, and love having sex. So he's like the opposite of me? What the fuck? I'm not sure about that. I'm really good at, and he filled in, handling girls anywhere at any time. Ha ha ha. This is terrible. Favourite books, movies, music and food. Porn and action movies. Hate reading. Listen to anything. The six things I could never do without. Sex. Bed. Good foods. Sex. Sex. My car.
Oh, Jesus, my car.
I don't know if this guy's for real, but...
They are, of course they are.
I spend a lot of time thinking about how I be more successful in life. On a typical Friday night, I am out clubbing or fucking. Oh my God. So this guy is my worst enemy in the world. Right. Born again 33. 31-year-old female who's straight and single from Houston, Texas.
Is she your match or your enemy?
She's an enemy. 89% my enemy. 1% friend. Self-summary. I would just like to say I am disgusted by this site and some of the things you people have written up. None of you have any respect for society or religion. However, my friend says this is the only way I am going to meet any men. My favourite books, movies, music and food. The Bible is the only book I'll ever need.
Oh my.
I enjoyed The Passion of the Christ. Music is the devil's work. I like fried chicken.
Mummy, Mummy, can I listen to the Yolk Pod?
Fuck off!
Mummy, no!
So, obviously that's J.K. Rowling and a child. One of my worst enemies on OKCupid is Single Mom 75. Can you imagine we meet? Din din! We're like on opposite sides of the street. Our eyes meet.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like a crash of thunder. And we just start running towards each other. And we fly in the air. And I karate kick her and she punches me. and we get into a big scrap.
Man, I would pay good money to see that.
See, remember, right, bear in mind, this is a person who is almost the complete opposite to me, okay? My self-summary, I'm a kind, loving, caring, sweet, giving person. God fucking damn it. The thing is, I think when people put that in their profile, the fact they need to put that means they're not any of those things. Clearly, if she's given the answers that are opposite to me, I mean, there's about 100 fucking questions about is it okay for people of the same sex to marry or adopt? And I'm betting fuckloads of people just answer no, 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 and they're also, like, incredibly religious and right-wing. And that makes them my worst enemy automatically. Because all the fucking questions are about that kind of shit.
Yeah. I'm going to have to sign up and see how compatible we are.
Oh my god. That's a terrible, terrible idea. I've put so much personal information. I need to check.
Wouldn't it be like uber creepy if we were like a 95% match or something?
We're not.
It was like,
no.
This is your soulmate.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Just accept it.
It's like you search for matches and it like comes up with, like, you know, Happy Pants Jill from, you know, she's 34 from Loughton or whatever. And then it comes up with the next one. It says, this one was a particularly high match, so we put it down anyway. It's a man. And it's like me. Can you imagine?
It's 99.999%.
We thought you should let
me know.
And
they're like, this is a record. We've never had such a high score. We think it's worth you two just turning gay.
Our computer algorithms have determined.
The server blew up when it calculated it.
Who else have we forgotten? Can
he's
you do...
give me something ridiculous. You're going to say, old man with hemorrhoids who's riding a horse. And I'm going to be like, what?
Can you do that?
Oh, God. Hang on. See if I can... I wanted to make some kind of, like, noise that sounds like I'm on a horse.
You need some coconuts or something.
It's too tinny, isn't it? Hang on.
I'm an old man with hemorrhoids!
Ridiculous! This is utterly ridiculous! What am I doing? I'm hitting my fucking keyboard with a comb. It's so weird that everyone knows what their star sign is, but they don't know what blood type they are. Unless they do.
I'm A.
Oh. Like you.
What blood type are you?
I'm a Yog positive.
Well done. I think there's some weird thing that goes on in my family.
Yeah, you turned out a bit weird, didn't you?
Actually, no, so. I don't think it's my family. It was my mum's family. Because my granddad was AB, and my nan was O.
Your granddad was a B? Your granddad was a B? What the fuck? So if you're a quarter B, does that make you like a hornet or something?
Yeah, my mother was a wasp. And I'm a hornet.
My grandfather was a bee. Fucking hell.
Can you do...
Oh. We've been doing a bit of thinking, and we've decided it's time to end the Yogpot. No.
This is the end of the Yog Pod, you mean, this time, this week.
Yeah. This is the end of the episode for this week. Yeah, sorry. Didn't mean to give you the wrong impression. It's over. This is the end.
One thing...
Welcome to the end.
...we're thinking of doing is getting t-shirts made. So they'd be quite nice red t-shirts with the white logo on. They'd probably be quite good quality ones. I don't know, they'd probably cost around the tenner or something. So, I mean, if people are interested in buying a t-shirt, give us an email, because we want to sort of get an idea of how many we can sell, because the more people that want them, the cheaper they'll be, basically. So do let us know about that. That's interesting. Yorkscast@gmail.com. And also, if you want to continue giving us donations to keep us going, you can also PayPal yorkscast@gmail.com or click the donation links on the site. If you don't want to donate money, you can help out by voting for us on Podcast Alley or leaving us a review on iTunes if you haven't done that. That would be fantastic. Thank you very much.
You summarised that nicely. Fare thee well, merry Yognauts.
Until next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been a production of the Yogpod.